From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Fall can only mean one thing: football, good TV, and of course, lots of movie recommendations. And who better to catch us up on what to watch other than our resident movie critic and Morning Edition host, George Prentice. George, it's always a pleasure to be here with you.
It's always a pleasure to come here because it's my second home and you let me talk about the things I love.
I know. Yeah. Movies. Okay, but before we get to movies and television, there's some news you want to tell us about.
I do. I think we have to tip our hat to the fact that football starts tonight. And on television, football is king.
It is.
The number one programs on television every year are regular season games, and the number one show of the year is usually the Super Bowl. But yes, Thursday night on NBC and Peacock tonight will be the official, this is not preseason, the official opening night of professional football. It will be the Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs. And they have now won two. Did you know that no team has ever won three Super Bowls in a row?
Right.
And
they're trying to three-peat.
I think they're heavily favored to do just that.
Yeah.
They're up against Baltimore, which is always a rival of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
What's really interesting is that there's a game tomorrow night. Now, you never think of Friday night with professional football.
No, it's Friday Night Lights in high school.
Right,
man.
It's high school.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, you know, get away from the TV.
Right.
Yeah, let's go see our kids play. But there's an NFL game tomorrow night, and there's two things that are really interesting about this. It's going to be in Brazil.
It is?
Yes. It's going to be the first time that an NFL game will be aired from South America. We've had some games in London and
Europe,
right? So now they're going to South America. This will be in Brazil. And number two, you can only see it on Peacock.
It will not
be on broadcast television. It will only be on Peacock. And if anyone was watching the Olympics this summer, they were drilling this in our head every other commercial of, oh yeah, Peacock is going to bring the NFL. Speaking of access, we have to talk about the latest standoff. You've probably heard that DirecTV pulled the plug on all of the Disney-owned stations. That's ABC, ESPN, ESPN+, Disney+, all of those. What's interesting is it went dark this past Sunday.
Like during the U.S. Open.
In the middle of the U.S. Open, a fourth round match. And if you're a tennis fan, boy, that'll get your dander.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a standoff. And we see this all the time between cable systems or satellite systems. And it's contract negotiations, right?
Right.
But in the meantime, people are like, I've had enough of this. Mm-hmm. And this is where cord cutting really comes in. And in this case, maybe pulling the plug on your satellite.
Okay, well, and that's the thing that I thought was interesting, George, with this, because we pulled the plug a couple of years ago from DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is when you did the math, it just made financial sense, no matter how many streaming services we had, because we still had certain streaming services.
Right.
And then you're paying for satellite.
And ABC is hoping that that's their safety net, is that, okay, well, people will be tired of this and they'll just go get Disney.
Yeah.
Because if you get Disney now, you get ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get ESPN, you get ABC with that.
And you can even get Hulu.
Yeah, and Hulu as well. So what's interesting is that the bargaining chips are a little different now. But for the first time, and I don't think I've ever seen this, DirecTV is actually saying that they will give refunds. And I don't know how they're going to calculate this. It's like, how much is one station or two stations worth for all of the days that are dark for their DirecTV customers? What that says to me is that they're afraid.
Yeah.
But I think the Disney should be too. I don't know if either is coming from a place of strength in this standoff, but it seems as if we see this every year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So. Okay. Can we get back to the NFL for a second?
Yeah.
All right. So with the Kansas City Chiefs playing tonight, you know, the question is who's going to, you know, be there in the stand.
Not only that, but have you heard, this is true, Travis Kelce has said that
she's making up plays for him? Come on now.
She has been penciling out some plays, and I'm thinking, You know what? She is probably one of the smartest people on the planet.
Right. But is she taking that to Andy Reid?
I don't know. Coach Reid is so interesting. He lets his players do anything as long as they bring it on game day. And Travis Kelce brings it on game day.
Yeah, he does.
So whatever baggage that he brings along, and that includes not only, you know, the biggest pop star in the world, but all of her fans.
Right.
It's like, okay, yeah, of course she's going to be in the stand.
And of course,
are you kidding? The world's going to be watching this game.
And of course, there are people that are upset about the latest NFL ad that shows Taylor Swift quite a few times.
Wouldn't you?
You know what? The NFL's making more money. Yeah. More people are watching.
Yeah.
Nobody had any problem with Travis going to her concerts.
Right. It was a tangible benefit last year. I mean, viewership was up, and she had something to do with that.
Just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit. Yeah. All right. Moving
notice
on.
Notice how we didn't mention her name?
I know.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of us about that. Okay. But you know what? There are other things to watch besides the NFL that might surprise some people. But maybe if you don't want to spend Thursday, Friday, or do they have NFL Sunday still, I'm thinking?
Yes, let's hope so.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
And Monday too. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. All right. There's a great new film you're recommending.
I love this film. And by the way, now we're talking about going back to the theater. So this is a film that will open in theaters very soon. Chances are you have not heard about this movie yet, but this is a film that a lot of people will tell other people, oh, you have to see this film. It is called Omniloop. It's an odd title.
Yeah.
Omniloop, two words. It is science fiction. It is, there's romance in it, there's drama in it, there's comedy in it. It's very smart, and it is about time travel. And so there have been more than a few movies about time travel, but this one is so unique and so emotional. This movie caught me totally off guard. So the film opens up at the beginning of the movie. We hear the voice of a man. He's a father. And he is with his young daughter in a playground, and we hear him just talking to her for a few seconds.
You're going to do incredible things one day, Zoilo. You're going to change the world.
Okay, you have our attention, but then a few minutes later in this film, we flash forward, and that little girl is a middle-aged woman, and she is in a hospital room, and she's there with her family, her daughter and her husband, and a doctor is giving them some very grim news.
She has a black hole growing inside of her body, about the size of a peanut, right here between her lungs. We have a pamphlet here if you want to take a look.
What do we do? What happens now?
There's not much we can do for her. Right now, my advice is to take her home. Try to keep her mind off of it. Try to act it positive. Just make her feel comfortable.
Comfortable.
How much longer does she have?
And if it continues at this rate, I'd say maybe another week.
Oh.
Okay, so your heart sinks.
Yeah.
So the woman is portrayed by Mary Louise Parker, who is such a good actress, going all the way back to Fried Green Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Of course, The West Wing, a Tony Award winner on Broadway. Anyway, so here is this woman given 1 week to live. So her family takes her to a hospice center, basically to just spend the final days of her life. And she's sitting on a park bench next to another patient who is in a bit of a fog. And she's just talking. She's talking out loud about a jar of pills that she has in her hand. And something rather extraordinary that happens every time she takes one of these pills.
I take a pill. Tomorrow night, I take a pill and I go back a week. I know what's going to happen in every second of every moment of every day because I've seen it all before.
Okay, so she goes back in time 1 week. So what she does, and it turns out that this woman is an astrophysicist.
Okay.
So what she decides is, what can I do in that week? So she keeps doing this, goodness knows how many times, thousands of times. And each time, then she goes and she finds a young woman who is an astrophysicist student, who is portrayed by Ayu Adibiri, who won the Emmy Award. She is the co-star of The Bear.
Oh,
she
yes.
is the young chef.
She is amazing.
Bear. So she's the co-star of this
she's
movie.
She's amazing.
So she is this young astrophysicist in this movie. Mary Louise Parker just shows up on her doorstep. And each time she has to reintroduce herself. It's like, who are you? But what they do in those 6 days, each time they try to advance it a little bit further each time to the degree that they are in search of a cure.
I'm going to say, try to save her life.
They're trying to save her life. So let's listen. This is what some of that awkward conversation is like when she knocks on her door.
And I know all this because it happened, because you were there, and now I'm here, like I said I would be. And I just really need you to believe me, because it's true.
So you know everything that's going to happen?
This week.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Two. Three. Now the middle finger. Now your cat's gonna meow. And you're gonna ask me, is this really happening right now? And I'm gonna say, yes. Yes, it is.
So she's holding up
right
fingers behind her back there. And it's kind of funny, but eventually she believes her.
Yeah.
Right? And by the way, I'm not giving anything away. There is so much more that happens in this movie. Do they make it? And near the end, there are some answers. But at some point, we consider, how can we say goodbye if we had the opportunity to decide when we could say goodbye,
and
what we would say about our life and others and what they mean to us. So imagine what could you do if you had 1 week?
To go back.
Just go back and just relive that 1 week. How much would you move that needle?
We sat on the floor, talked about the future.
I know your life isn't exactly what you want it to be yet,
but you'll get there. Whatever you end up doing, you'll be okay. You'll be more than okay.
I just love this movie. It's called Omni Loop. You have to see this film.
I'm speechless.
It's so good. The acting is so good. It's one of the best, smartest scripts I've seen in some time. And I keep thinking, oh, I've seen time travel movies.
Yeah.
There's more than a few of these. This is so smart and so emotional. And it took me a while to stop crying after this film. But by the way, they are happy tears. Just so you know, there are happy tears in this movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's on the list, George. Yeah. Let's talk superheroes, George.
Yes.
Okay, so two things going on?
I've got two very different projects here. One is a film, and it's a documentary. One
about a superhero?
About a superhero, about a real-life superhero who played a fictional superhero.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. And another project, a new series about a supervillain. But we'll get to that in a second. Let's talk about Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
So, and I've seen this film. It came out at film festivals a couple months ago. It is called Superman, not all one word, but Superman, the Christopher Reeve story. And we have to remind ourselves of, how did he die? How did he injure himself? Of course, Christopher Reeve was one of the fittest people on the planet, but it was he was riding a horse. It was a horse jumping accident.
I remember being in the newsroom in Idaho Falls in my first job after college and it coming over, remember that old AP wires and it coming over that he had been in an accident with his horse.
And basically his head was disconnected. From his vertebra. And so he was in a chair and needed a ventilator full time. We remember those years, but he also was an advocate for research. To advance this cause. And so I did some digging and I found one of his last appearances on television was on a late night with David Letterman, where Christopher Reeve is actually talking with some amount of optimism. Let's listen.
I'm lucky I can call the scientists almost on a daily basis and say what's happening. And we're now really making progress. They're about to be able to have human trials and regeneration by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be up and out of here within, I would say within 2 to 3 years, I can say goodbye to you.
Are you like the best thing that could have happened to this problem? Is that a way to look at that? Is that a fair way to look at this?
Not a job I would have chosen.
Obviously.
But actually, when there's a human face on it, you know, what Rock Hudson had to aid, you know, Betty Ford, the substance abuse that helps to focus public attention and make a difference. So, yeah, I got to take on this new job, and I, you know, it's not my entire life because I don't want to be, I don't want to be defined by my injury. You know, I want to do other things like, you know, directing and acting and all that. Mm-hmm. But I'm very lucky that I can make a difference.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I thought about that this afternoon. This obviously is not your self-definition now.
No.
Your self-definition has not changed.
You know, my entire life, 3 years since I've been injured, I've never once had a dream where I'm disabled. My subconscious still says, no, you're whole, man.
Yeah.
And you're going to be back together again.
Wow.
And he, of course, he didn't make it.
Yeah.
He did die. That said, he did advance the cause and raised hundreds of millions of dollars for research. So there is this new documentary about his life, and we forget about how wonderful he was as an actor, but also as an advocate. But it also brings us behind the scenes of when he considered not wanting to live.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his wife, Dana, who said, it doesn't matter. So here's a little bit of this new movie. It's called Superman.
Mr. Grieve currently has no movement or spontaneous respiration.
Superman, crazy. Just that simple little thing over the horse.
I ruined my life and everybody else's. I won't be able to ski, sail, throw a ball to Will. Won't be able to make love to Dana. Maybe we should let me go.
She came flying in, and she just yelled, I love you. I love you.
And then she said, the words saved my life. You're still you, and I love you.
It's a wonderful film. Warner Brothers produces it, which is lovely because, of course, Warner Brothers did all the Superman mm-hmm. movies. So it will be in theaters for a couple of days. But keep in mind that Warner Brothers is now part of HBO and HBO Max.
Oh.
So I would imagine this to be home streaming very soon. There's a lot of documentaries about a lot of famous people. This is one of the best.
Well, and they interview his children, correct? So they're a part of the film as well.
It's amazing because they're all adults now.
And they all look like him.
They do, which is incredibly good looking. but we forget how much he's missed.
Yeah.
By the way, he did end up directing from the chair some television series.
Hmm.
But he was one of the smartest, funniest people around. And it turns out that one of his best friends in his final days was Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And they gave each other support, and we've lost both of them now. So,
yeah.
And Robin Williams is a big part of this movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've really wanted to see it,
yeah.
So I've seen little tiny snippets,
it's
but
lovely.
That's it.
It's lovely.
Okay, so let's completely switch things up, because now we're going to talk about a supervillain.
Supervillain. So, if you remember the last iteration of Batman, it was called The Batman. Right, with Robert Pattinson, and it was
I can keep up on all of those.
Like, how many were there? But so there was, and the main villain of that was a guy who played the Joker.
Okay,
but there was this other character, the Penguin, but he didn't look like the Danny DeVito character,
mm-hmm.
but he kind of looked because he had a big nose and maybe a beak and a little bit like that.
Okay,
and a big fat suit, and it is like. And it said Colin Farrell was portraying this. You couldn't recognize him to save your life. The voice, the makeup, mm-hmm. et cetera. Well, Colin Farrell went to the director after and said, I really loved playing this character. If you ever want to do more with this. And they said, really?
Wow.
He said, yes. And so they have now recreated that Gotham from that movie for this new series on HBO Max. And they've got deep pockets.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about to drop on Max. And it's called The Penguin. So what I have found is a little behind the scenes. What's interesting, so here's Colin Farrell
uh-huh.
out of makeup. And, of course, he has that very deep Irish accent.
Yes.
And I promise you, you can't recognize his voice when he's the Penguin. But they talk about the prosthetics, et cetera. So we hear a bit of the creative team on how they created the Penguin.
Colin has this major neck piece that goes under his chin, it wraps around the back. He's also wearing a nose that's connected to his upper lip, a chin, a brow.
I had actually added a shape I found on a real penguin of a brow. So I said, I want it to be black and white. So I created the shape of his eyebrow like a penguin. And if you look on the side of his profile, I threw in a little liminal bird beak, the way his nose is shaped, because it looks like a chipped up scar. So it looks like a penguin beak from the side. And then it's just developed into this strange mob kind of character. Scarred up, grizzled kind of heavy guy with maybe an insecurity. He's got some deep pock marks and this very textured face. So I sculpt the hair and the bow tie and a collar and all that, and I get the feeling of it. And I showed Matt, and he first saw the design and was like, that's Colin?
Matt said, have you seen it yet? Have you talked to Mike? Mike just sent it to you. You want to see? Honestly, when I saw Mike Marino's work and what he had created and how the penguin was going to look facially, what his visage was going to be, I was so blown away, and I was so moved and excited and evoked, and my imagination just kind of kicked up a notch the first time we did it.
This will not be a show about heroes. This yeah. is a series about violent people, right? Trying to wrestle control in a corrupt city. And it drops on HBO Max beginning September 19th, and it looks amazing. But I can't remember anything where the center of the universe was a really bad person.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But I bet it will be good, especially with HBO Max
behind it. I think this is going to be a huge hit.
Yeah.
A huge hit.
Well, yeah. George, as always, so great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Just adore having you here.
Love it.
We've been talking with our very own George Prentice. He, of course, is the host of Morning Edition and our resident movie critic about what to watch this weekend. Well, even starting tonight with the NFL. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.